Sachet Kelim Parakha Bez Mishnah Bez Meshulchan Shenit La'achas Miragla Talk. A circular tape that had three legs, and one of the legs broke off or was taken off. The Shulchan is tar, it's no longer Mekabel Tuma, and now that it has only two legs, it no longer could be used as a table. Nit L'Shnia Tar. If a second leg was taken off or broke off, then it continues to be tar. Of course, it continues to be tar since it now has only one leg. It certainly cannot be used as a table. Nitla hashlishes tamei kishiyachshuvelo. But if the third and final leg broke off or was taken off, so now the table has no legs, it would be mekabel tuma if you have machshava to use it as is. Meaning to say, since the table now has no legs at all, you can put the table on the ground, sit on the ground, and eat off the table. So if you decide you do want to use the table in that way, the table will again be mekabel tuma, since now it is right to be used while you're sitting on the carpet. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't tzarich machshava. Rabbi Yossi holds that in such a case that the table is missing all three legs, you don't need any machshava at all in order for the table to be mekabel tuma. Once all three legs are missing, the table would again be mekabel tuma, even though you did not have machshava to use the table as is, to put it on the ground, and to use it while you're sitting on the ground. And since the table has no legs, this is the only way the table could be used. So of course the table will be used in this way. You don't need to decide to use the table in this way. So according to Rabbi Yose, as soon as all three legs broke off, the table would immediately be mekabel tuma again. B'chein hatzlufki. And this din that we said by a table that's missing one or two legs that is not mekabel tuma would be true by a zlufki. Also a zlufki, we saw in the previous mission, is a small table, a serving table, on which the food and drink is put on that table before it is put on the regular table. A zlufki also, if it has three legs and is missing one or two legs, would not be mekabel tuma since it cannot be used. And if the third leg broke off or was taken off, then according to the Tanakhama, as soon as you decide to use a zlufki as is, it would be mekabel tuma again. While Rabbi Yehuda would argue, he would hold that once all three legs broke off or were taken off, it would immediately be mekabel tuma again, even without any machshava at all. Sachet Kelim Parakah Beis Mishnah Gimel Sasso Shenita Echad Mireishav Tor.
Sasso is a bench, and on either side of the bench there are two boards that are used as legs for the bench to hold up the bench. The boards are attached on the far side of the sasso. If one of those boards that serves as a leg for the sasso broke off or was taken off, the sasso is tar, no longer mekabel tuma, as it no longer could be used as a bench. Nito hasheni tar. If the second board that acts as a leg for the sasso was taken off, then the sasso will continue to be tar, as it cannot be used for a bench, even though we said that a table that all three legs broke off would be mekabel tuma if you use it as is, but a sasso cannot be used as is without any legs at all, as you will not put the sasso on the floor and sit on it because it's the same as sitting on the ground. And Yeshbo Gova Tefach Tumit. If the sasso, even without any legs, had it been put on the ground, it would be a tefach high. It would be a tefach off the ground. That the thickness of the bench is a tefach. So therefore, even without legs, it's a tefach high. In such a case, even when the legs are broken off or taken off, it would be tumit. It would be mekabel tuma, as it could be used as is, as sitting on the sasso even without legs is not the same as sitting on the ground, since the sasso is a tefach off the ground, so therefore it would be mekabel tuma in such a case. Now, even though we said in the previous mishnah that a table that's missing all of its legs, according to Tanakhama, it's only mekabel tuma again if you have machshava, if you decide to use it as is. And hereby, a sasso that's missing its legs, the mishnah tells us that if it's a gova tefach, it's mekabel tuma. And the Mishnah does not mention that you need any machshava at all. Mefarshim explain that a sasso without legs, if it's a gova tefach, is easily used as a bench, and therefore you do not need machshava, as opposed to a table that's missing all of its legs. It's not so easily used as a table, even though it could be used as a table by resting it on the ground. It's not used the same way that it would be used with legs, so therefore, unless you have machshava, unless you decide you want to use it as is, it would not be mekabel tuma. Sharafraf shenito achas meroishav tamei. A sharafraf is a footstool. It's put in front of a chair that a person would rest his feet on this sharafraf. If it's missing one of its legs, it continues to be mekabel tuma, even though it is now on a tilt. And the sharafraf could be used to rest your legs on it even while it's on a tilt. V'chein akisei shelefnei ketadri. The same thing would be true by a small chair in front of a ketadri. A ketadri is a very large, comfortable chair. and a small chair would be put in front of it to rest your legs on that small chair. If that small chair is missing a leg, even though it is now on a tilt, it can continue to be used as a footstool, and therefore it continues to be makabel to